So I'm back in Dublin and I've passed many an open door with music playing, and I'm thinking, what a wonderful Sunday night. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to be out looking to catch up with a friend. And I feel very lucky to have a hotel room, especially having bumped into somebody like you, sir, who you just came up to me, Tom, and you've said, could I spare any change because you found yourself stranded for the night? And I've travelled a little bit and I feel like I'm a good judge of character. You don't look like you are the normal person begging on the street.
You're quite correct.
You look like you've been out looking for work.
You're quite correct. And I'm totally and 100% ashamed about begging on the street. It's a point of having to.
Why are you ashamed? Because you've never been on hard times like this before?
I've been on hard times, but not like this. This is... how can I put it? This is rock bottom for me.
What got you to this situation?
An incident in my last job where some person of the female persuasion got into my vehicle and robbed some belongings to me. And I just had enough after that. I couldn't stick the job I was in.
What were you doing?
Driving buses.
Okay. So one of your passengers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, one of... I would reckon that it'd be one of the local undesirables. And the whole thing happened in front of a police station.
And did you get any assistance?
I got assistance from the police. They actually got all the stuff back, believe it or not. Luckily enough, all within 2 hours, the officer in question rang me and said they had the stuff back. They caught the female person trying to pawn my tablet/laptop off to a taxi driver for a fare.
And how long ago did this happen?
About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, you're driving buses, yeah. You've got technology, and now you are stranded, homeless in Dublin. So yeah. What's happened tonight?
Just missed my way home. That's about it.
So do you think, I guess you're hoping to find a job in Dublin?
Of course. I'd love a job in Dublin. I'd love a job anywhere.
What's the situation in the country at the moment around jobs?
Seems to be a lot of posters advertising jobs, but no one's actually taken on, I don't think.
Are there many people unemployed and desperate?
I can't answer that, to be honest with you. This is my first time out, to be honest with you. And I don't... It's a Sunday night, as you can see. As you already know, you said it was a quiet night, but I don't know. There's people out there looking for work. There's people out there not getting work. There's people out there I'll rephrase that last bit. There's people inside, internally, getting other work.
Yeah.
And they're not re-advertising the vacant positions. That's what's happening.
You must be a hopeful person, because you wouldn't have asked me if you didn't think there was the possibility.
That's quite true, I am. I'm hopeful. I'm just hopeful that I get something.
I don't think you're going to have a problem. I think that, you know, it is early in the night, and your story is heartfelt, honest, and you do not look like somebody who is just off to get a bottle of meth.
No, thanks. No, I wouldn't even know what one of you threw it at me.
But you think €35 is going to get you a room for the night?
Yeah, I would do, yeah.
Whereabouts are you going to be tonight? Should I pass back here later on and you be unlucky? I'm pretty certain you're not. I think in about an hour and a half, you're going to be in a room going, he was right.
Yeah, well, hopefully I will be saying that.
Otherwise, I'll be walking back this way later, and if I bump into you, we'll see what we can do.
It's all right.
Yeah, good luck, man. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.